Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
If you struggle with weight loss and you have thyroid issues like Hashimoto's, this video is for you. Today, I'm going to be taking you through the 5 biggest weight loss mistakes with Hashimoto's that you do not want to make. And the truth is, when it comes down to it, the standard advice of eat less and exercise more has the opposite effect on individuals with thyroid problems. And by making the mistakes that I'm going to be sharing with you today, it can actually worsen your symptoms, leading to more weight gain, chronic low energy, and you just feeling a sense of frustration and burnout. And we're just going to go right into it. And I want to first off say, if we have thyroid issues going on, before starting any diet, it is really crucial that you guys are making sure that you are getting your tests run. And a lot of doctors only test your TSH and your T4. They don't test things like our T3, our reverse T3 and our thyroid antibodies, unless you ask them to. And you want to run a baseline of these because our T3 is actually our most active form of our thyroid hormone. And if we're not getting that test checked and we're just testing the TSH and the T4, then you may actually have an underlying thyroid issue going on, struggling with thyroid issues and be undiagnosed. So before doing any diet, go get a full blood panel done so you have a baseline. And I always have my clients rerun their tests every 6 to 8 weeks to see how their levels are. And I highly recommend you check out my video here. I did a whole thyroid series, but this video specifically, I dive into all the testing, what you want to make sure you're getting it done. And again, I have a whole thyroid series. So we are going into it. Here are the 5 biggest weight loss mistakes with Hashimoto's. Do not do these. And I saved a bonus one at the very end for you, the best for last. So the first one, when we want fat loss, what do? We cut our calories low. We do this crazy caloric restriction. This actually can negatively impact your T4 to T3 conversion. And this is a big one because what you may realize is when you're cutting your calories lower and you're doing more of these extreme diets, you're actually, your thyroid levels are worsening. So when it comes down to it for fat loss, we want to make sure we're doing, which is tip number 2, looking at the quality of our food and making sure we're getting enough protein in our diet, aiming for at least 1 gram per pound of body weight of protein. That would be optimal, around 0.8 to 1 gram is that good range. But by getting around 25, 30 grams of protein at each of your meals, it is going to help maintain and maintaining that lean muscle mass. And having enough protein has a 20% thermogenic effect on your food, meaning you are burning 20% of those calories to break it down. And on top of that, it has an effect on our leptin and our ghrelin, which is our hunger and satiety cues. So you're going to feel full and satiated after those meals, which is going to help aid in weight loss and appetite suppression. So the first one is, we don't want to do crazy caloric restrictions that can negatively impact our T3 to T4. When looking at our diet, we want to make sure we're getting an optimal amount of protein at each meal. That's going to help maintain the lean muscle mass and aid in weight loss. The next mistake that I see so many individuals make is, when we want fat loss and we have these issues going on, we look at what are all the top diet trends. And a lot of them are these low carb and no carb diets. And this is actually the problem. When we're cutting out all of our carbohydrates and we're going to these extremes, those, just like I mentioned too, are going to put an extra stressor on our body. If we have things like thyroid issues, or we have, you know, low thyroid issues, Hashimoto's, a lot of the times, that I'm going to say this at the end, it's a big one, is we want to lose the weight. We want to do all these things, but we don't look at, okay, our body is already in a state of inflammation. There's a reason why we are having this going on. So So by putting an extra stressor, that all it does is it throws off those T3 to T4. And I've seen a lot of individuals come to me because I work with a lot of clients. I work with over 900 individuals, and a lot of them have thyroid issues, hysterectomy, gut issues, hormone imbalances. And they go on these extremes. And then when they come to me, they're run down. They have chronic low energy. They're actually gaining weight. And when I have them get the right tests done, what they realize is that their levels have gotten worse on these extreme diets, put their body in an additional state of stress the longer that we are on them. So we want to find a middle ground. I have a baseline of carbohydrates that I have all my clients on. And then depending on their age, activity level, insulin resistance, if we have Hashimoto's, whatever that is, I adjust from there. But the whole key is it's not a one size fits all diet. This is why I don't do apps and why I do one-on-ones with my clients, because everybody's body is different. And what may work for one person doesn't work for the other. Now, this one is a big one. This is like huge. You guys know I actually have severe gut issues. I had 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO. I had mast cell activation, was down to 3 ingredients without having like my nose run everywhere. My whole face had eczema, rosacea. And the gut is a huge contributing factor to so many aspects. The gut microbiome plays a crucial role in our conversion of our thyroid hormones from our inactive T4 to our active T3. And it impacts our overall thyroid health. So if we have thyroid issues going on, guys, that a lot of the times, say we have low thyroid, we may have slowed gut motility. We're having a hard time going to the bathroom. We're having more of a stagnant colon. That impacts our gut transit time and can lead to a state of dysbiosis, which is an imbalance of good and bad bacteria. Plus, if we have a leaky gut going on, that's where we're absorbing and assimilating our nutrients needed for our thyroid function, like our selenium, our iodine. And that's even where if you're on medication, where you're absorbing those nutrients too. So we have to not just look at our diet when it comes to fat loss. I have actually clients come to me. This is one of my clients. Actually, she came to me and she had severe Hashimoto's. We actually had iron. She was anemia. She had chronic low energy. She's actually eating more food, by the way, on the right now. And she is losing weight, getting her energy back. So with a lot of my clients, I do something called gut-focused fat loss. By working on her stress, her anxiety, healing and sealing the inner lining of her gut and optimizing her thyroid function, she is now through movement, diet, eating more food, losing weight, and her energy, her blood work, everything is improving along the way. So it just shows you guys that when you have these other conditions going on, you can't just look at fat loss the same way that everyone else does. You have to look at your body in a different way. We have to look at our gut. We have to look at our hormones, doing things to get our body out of inflammation and into a state of where it's optimal for losing the weight. And I am so excited, by the way, because I have to throw it out there. Monday is actually starting my next 90-day transformation challenge. And I struggled for so long with so many health issues, and the calories in versus the calories out didn't work for me. It doesn't work for a lot of individuals. My expertise is with women over 40, hysterectomy, perimenopause, postmenopause, thyroid issues, gut, hormone issues. And we look at everything and we address it in a way to overcome stress, sleep. We work on our gut, our hormones, and I teach my clients everything so that by the end of the 12 weeks, they have all the tools to get sustainable results when it comes to fat loss. All of these beauties here are eating more food, they're building muscle post-menopause, and they are feeling their strongest self, letting go fear of food. So if you tried every diet out there, you've done keto, carnivore, vegan, raw vegan, I've done them all too. And the truth is that the yo-yo, it doesn't get you where you want to be. We have to look at how can we take the steps in terms of sustainability. So if you are ready to transform your body in 90 days, have all of the tools, stop yo-yo dieting, I want you to head to the description below on this YouTube video or DM me ready on Instagram. Let's set up a call to see for that perfect fit for my 90-day transformation challenge. And one other amazing client of mine I have to show you, she actually came to me too with chronic gut issues. We had endometriosis, so many other issues going on. And she is here. I'm going to put it up in a second. She is now, look, this is just 6 weeks. She is eating 500 calories more a day. Before, she had no energy to train and would finish her workouts feeling fatigued and run down. She now seeing her muscle definition. She was 41. She hit perimenopause and she was like, Elizabeth, I'm a D1 athlete. I'm a model. The calories in versus calorie out is not working for me. So we took a gut and a hormone focus. And this is what you can do when we take a different approach to fat loss. I call it a gut-focused fat loss. So I am excited. I saved the best. I got two more for you. So the next one I want to talk about, and I know it's not sexy, but it's chronic stress. Hear me out. Chronic stress activates your body's fight or flight response, leading to hormone changes that can negatively impact your thyroid. And this stress response, guys, is elevated by those cortisol levels and the adrenaline, and that could even disrupt our HPA access. Woo, I get tongue-tied with HPA access. And it really can interfere with your thyroid production and regulation, and it could really hinder the conversion of your T4 to T3. So if we're just focusing on pushing your body and then we're on low calories, which is a state of stress, we're not sleeping, which is stress, you know, you're doing everything for your family and your busy life and you're not taking time for you, that is really going to impact your thyroid function, your weight loss journey, causing you to store fat and not feel your best self. So we have to work on managing stress reduction techniques with regular exercise, mindfulness, getting adequate sleep, a balanced diet. And I know this sounds so overwhelming, but with my 90-day challengers, I break it down. I make it so easy because we have to make it fit your lifestyle. I work with a lot of busy moms and busy individuals, and it's not like you need to take an hour a day and do all these crazy workouts and then meditate and all this stuff. No. We could just focus on 5 minutes a day and doing certain tools and see what works best for you. And this is one more big thing I do want to mention. A lot of individuals just focus when we have these thyroid issues, we're so overwhelmed. Our thyroid runs our metabolism. We just want to lose the weight. We just want to get our energy back. We feel depressed. We feel run down. And we think taking the medication is going to get us those results. But the truth is we have to look at it a different way. If we're having these thyroid issues going on, there's either a stress, there's an imbalance, there's the gut, there's something causing our body to be reacting in this way in this state of inflammation. So by just focusing on the medication and not looking at these other factors that I mentioned today, it can keep you in that same place. We have to look at our health, our gut, our hormones, our stress, and make lifestyle changes to get you feeling your best self, because you can lose weight with all these issues going on. I've seen it firsthand. I work with clients all around with it. And the truth is, it's just the doctors don't tell you, hey, this is what you need to do with your diet. They don't give you the tools. And then you're so overwhelmed because you have all these things going on with your life and your family and your work. And there's over 50,000 diets out there. You don't know where to start. So if you need help, I want you to head to that description. Again, DM me ready on Instagram. Let's set up a call. And I do want you to check out this video that I'm going to link here, all on thyroid. How do you know if you have thyroid issues? It is going to be a game changer on your fat loss journey and overcoming thyroid issues. Make sure to share this video, subscribe, and I will see you tomorrow. I love you, fam.